Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Das Goswami. On cheating, unknowing by some bad habit, if you have done something wrong, that is excused. But if you intentionally do wrong thinking, I am a devotee, Krishna will excuse me, then you are a rascal. That is cheating Krishna. Cheating Krishna is to be punished. You cannot cheat Krishna. But if by accident, knowingly or unknowingly, you have done something which is not good, that is excused. Why are we always being cheated, Srila Prabhupada? This question was asked by Dhananjaya, a co-manager of Vrindavana ISKCON, during a morning walk. Srila Prabhupada's reply was fiery. Because you want to cheat Krishna. When you stop wanting to cheat Krishna, then you will stop being cheated. One time in Bhubaneswar, a few GBC men were discussing with Srila Prabhupada whether it was wise to publish a certain confidential information that might then be utilized by the movement's enemies. Srila Prabhupada said that confidential information should not be disclosed. He quoted Chanakya Pandita, who said that one should not disclose his plans lest they be disrupted. Prabhupada said that when one is dealing with cunning people, he should also be cunning or else they will take advantage. In 1968, when Srila Prabhupada was seeing Shivananda, the first devotee to go to Europe, off, Prabhupada warned him to be careful. I was an old Calcutta boy, said Prabhupada. When I came to New York, I never got cheated. One afternoon, when Prabhupada's cook brought him his prasadam, Prabhupada did not like the look of the potatoes. Why are they pinkish? He asked. I don't know, Srila Prabhupada, the girl replied. They are rotten, said Srila Prabhupada. They put them in cold storage and they are rotten. Everyone is cheating. The whole world is cheating. This material world is rotten. Later in the afternoon, Srila Prabhupada talked further with the devotees about the rotten potatoes and how it was an indication of the material world's cheating. Srila Prabhupada was anxious when he discovered how the devotees were being cheated in different ways by the contractors in the construction of the Krishna Balaram temple. One morning, Prabhupada was examining the outside of the building where there was an unusual mixture of patterns. Prabhupada decided that the stone patterns were another form of cheating. They have given you rejected stone and made this arrangement, said Prabhupada. One of the devotees argued, but Prabhupada, actually it is a pattern. They had to turn here in the wall, so they made a different pattern. Prabhupada said the explanation was nonsense and that it was not a pattern. The contractors had given them rejected stone and charged them for good stone. The devotee, however, persisted in his explanation. But Prabhupada, it is a pattern. Actually, it's a pattern. Yes, it is a pattern, said Prabhupada. It is a clown's pattern and you're a fool for thinking it is a pattern. During a Sunday feast in Hyderabad, Prabhupada asked for a sample of the prasadam being served to the life members. When the prasadam was bought, Prabhupada said it was terrible and he was infuriated. Prabhupada asked his disciple in charge, Mahamsa Swami, about the cook. Mahamsa explained that the man was hired but was a Brahmana cook and he even wore a thread. Prabhupada only became more angry and began to criticize Mahamsa. But Prabhupada said, Mahamsa, he's chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada was so convinced that the so-called Brahmana chanter was bogus that he fired the cook on the spot. One of the devotees distributing books to libraries in India informed Prabhupada that a professor in Aligarh was willing to donate his Bhagavatams to Prabhupada. Prabhupada wanted these books for his translation work because they contained different commentaries from the Acharyas. Prabha Vishnu was sent to get the books with the understanding that the books would be given free. When he arrived at the man's house, however, the man said that the books were worth 3,000 rupees and that he wanted to become a life member in exchange. Prabha Vishnu replied that he would have to ask his authorities, but he supposed it would be all right. He then took the books back to Vrindavana and gave them to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada said the books were worth only 1,000 rupees. He said that the man could pay the balance if he wanted to become a life member. Prabha Vishnu then wrote back to the man and informed him of this. The man never paid further, but Prabhupada kept the books. Thank you. Hare Krishna.